League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Carlos Correa has been the subject most all morning long. The Astros with a big splash again. Jim Crane and company getting it done once again and making a huge move. Man, I'll tell you what. It's something they had to do, Lance. Mariners lineup now. J.P. Crawford leading off. Julio Rodriguez. Cal Raleigh. Eugenio Suarez. Randy Arozarena. Josh Naylor. Jorge Polanco, Cole Young, Dominic Canzoni, an Italian in the nine hole. Such disrespect.
It is a dangerous lineup.
That's a formidable lineup.
You remember when Julio Rodriguez was going to change baseball forever?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
That was a fun time when he stole Jeremy Pena's Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, and then got the bajillion dollar deal after his rookie year.
Sweet move.
And nothing.
What are we going to do? We got it. Why did the Aggies give him that deal?
Wow. Again with the Aggie hate.
Well, that was like a Jimbo deal. Oh, my God. We're going to lose him. No, you have club control for five more years. What are you doing? Why are you just giving him free money? Mm-hmm. Well, like, this isn't smart.
Yeah.
No, but his career is 780. Yeah, too bad his OPS, literally his highest OPS, was his rookie season. And you dummies gave him that contract. What a bunch of dummies. That's the very reason that you have club control, is to see what a player becomes. He and Jeremy Pena both declined after their rookie season. The only difference is Jeremy Pena had his little glow up this year until the deep state hit him in the ribs with a pitch and broke his ribs.
But you think the deep state did it?
I think it's think there's something there. I saw it on Rogan, and I think there might be something there. Nope. Jeremy Pena got knocked out of the lineup.
Have we
checked on Yordan's hand? Who's responsible for that? Has any tough questions been asked about who might have actually created this hand injury, if we have really looked deep into it?
Injury. I just assume we were talking amputation.
I'm going to go all conspiracy theory on every Astros injury now.
Even McCullers?
Well,
nah, that's pretty established. It's hard to even go conspiracy theory with that, unless this is all a ruse to get his coffee places.
They said blister.
Unless he just got that contract done just so he could finance his coffee.
They said blister on the hand. Does blister mean he grabbed a really hot cup of coffee at Maven?
Yeah. That's where it could have happened.
Actually, you don't
maybe
know.
Was he a barista that weekend?
I did see they actually are hiring one at that at that Allen Parkway location. Is it because he had to step in because somebody quit last second and then he burned his hand on a hot ceramic cup?
No, could have been. We got calls. Let's get them in here. Dal, who's up? TJ, what's going on, TJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, just to piggyback off that Yordan, I was watching the trade deadline yesterday. I don't know the guy's name. Maybe Dale can pull up the clip. But he was like, it's a very unusual injury. It's like at the bottom of his, I think, his left hand. So when he swings the bat is when it hurts the most. And according to him, the Astros don't know how to handle it. So I was talking to one of my coworkers. I said, man, he's hurt every year. I mean, availability is the best ability. We get on guys about being available. We got to give him the same energy, too. He might have to go. Him and McCullers from make. He want to go make coffee. Him and Jimmy Butler can get together.
Listen, that's the merge. Yeah, TJ. That's the difficult conversation that may need to be had in a year. Is you're not going to do it now. You want him to get his hand right and all that stuff. McCullers has had multiple injuries. Yordan is the most devastating hitter the Astros have had in, you know, since Bagwell and Berkman, I guess, but he's not healthy all the time. He's
well, got injuries, but you're not all he's, rid of
there's listen, been knee, there's been double hands. I mean, John, this is
you're not getting rid of Berkman. You're not getting rid of Yordan.
I'm not saying you're getting rid of Yordan, but what I'm saying is, at some point, he's going to come up for another contract.
Yeah,
you're going to have to make a tough decision on that.
Well,
because
yeah,
he's
got
see,
a little time.
We got to start seeing 150. We need to see 148 game season.
Yep. No question. Yordan, it's been a problem. There's no question. It's been a problem. Especially big, strong dude. Knees, hands. It just seems like there's always, it's always something.
I mean, hands for a hitter, that's not ideal.
No. And this isn't the first time. This is multiple times now.
He did. Now, I will say, last year he did get to 100. He had 147 games last year. So,
not
35 homers. You know, Yordan's only had 100 RBIs one time. Just in 2021 was the only time he had 101 RBIs, played 144 games, 135 games, 114, 147, and then 29 this year. So 23 was a tough year. It was the end of 20. It was 23. It was the end of 23 where the hands creeped up on him and he had to have the surgeries. 25, the hand pops up again. Last year, you know, 959 OPS. I mean, it's. You know, you don't just get away from Yordan. He's a 959 career OPS. I mean, no one's saying, but what I am saying is this hand injury, this is a concern. This has taken a long time getting back this year. He's still not back. He's had re-aggravations. He had hand injuries in 2023. I mean, this is, you know, it is a concern until it's not a concern.
Oh my God, don't say this. Somebody on Twitch just saw Teddy Cruz is excited for Correa to
no,
come back.
No,
stay away.
Stay away.
Don't go to a game. Don't go to a game, Cruz.
You know, Ted people Cruz. Get really mad when you point out God. The Cruz. People get so mad. Like, guys, y'all got to be able to take, like, well, it's only kind of a joke, but it also kind
it's
of
not.
Serious.
No,
like,
he's
kind of serious. People get so upset. I don't care what your political beliefs are. You can be upset about a jinx. Jinxes are jinxes. I don't care.
He was the first one to come over and help Elizabeth Warren up when she fell down yesterday. So he's a hero.
Did
he's
he push heroic. Her?
No. He there's video proof he did not push her. She just fell on her own. Okay. Well, there's
he
a compilation.
Really bad.
Where,
he goes, oh, I didn't think you would fall
oops.
Over.
There's a video where Trump is teeing off and he hits the ball and then a fake ball comes and hits her and she falls down.
AI.
Who's next, Del?
Tony.
Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good baseball talk this morning, guys. Nice to hear two guys that know baseball talk about it as opposed to Jamie. You know, I know Jamie doesn't watch baseball. He wants to bring in Ryan Presley, who had a postseason ERA last year. Do you want to guess what it was?
Is it 4.50?
No, it was probably 12 or 13.
It was 40.5. 40.5. So, yes, Jamie, let's run it back. Let's run it back with Ryan Presley. Thank you.
Yeah, no, Ryan Presley, no. I know he's – listen, Ryan Presley was great, part of the greatest bullpen in World Series history, in postseason history, and he was the closer, and it was awesome. That was 3 years ago now, and those days are over.
Baseball, it doesn't take long for a previous season or no. two in baseball to be completely irrelevant.
No. Those days are over. So we got to move on. No. You know, we might as well bring Montero. We brought Nerys back, okay? That's, again, I mean, it just seems like, no, we don't have to do that. That's not it. And plus, we can't. We're right up against the threat. I'm glad they can't make any more moves. I'm glad they can't because, no. But it will be interesting to see. I think one of the first that had, and I hate it because Bryce Matthews came on roaring on the scene, but you got to add these guys now. Pena's coming back. You got to add, you know, Carlos Correa to the mix, yeah. Jesus Sanchez to the mix, Ramon Urias to the mix.
Bryce ain't going to play. He's not going to get a play if he stays up.
Bryce has got to go back down. He's got to play for Sugar Land, and he's got to get to hitting. He's got to stop striking out. He's got a long way to go, but he will. He did his part. Zach Short did his part. You've got two gold glove shortstops now. We don't need Zach Short anymore. But he did his part. He came up with some big hits. That was really, really nice. I don't know who. Maybe it's Taylor Trammell that stays. Maybe he's the one guy that's going to be able to stay. As opposed to, I guess, you know, but he's another guy that probably needs at bats. I think Whitcomb, I think you might have to go because you brought in Urias as an infielder. Shea, you need more work. Jacob Melton, maybe he's the guy that stays. I don't know. But is he going to get enough at bats or should he go back down and get more at bats?
He's another one needs to get a bat. Unless you're a big time defensive, you know, and that's not even a base stealer's not even going to come in until the postseason. So unless you are a big time defensive replacement, I don't see the better prospect staying on a major league level. I see him going back and getting more ABs until the season. How long is the season going for them? Their season's going to be over soon, I would think. Right?
I think they got maybe another month and playoffs. Are you in the playoffs? No one knows. It's impossible to know.
It's possible to know.
No, it's impossible. No one knows. No one knows that. It's impossible to know. So that's a problem.
Do you know? Well, right now people don't know. No. But I'm assuming they will know at some point.
I bet Niall knows.
Well, how could they be good when their whole team?
No, you're right.
How could it
runs until September 21st?
How could they be any good when their whole team is playing for Houston?
You know, let's check the standing. I can't believe we're checking Sugarland Cowboys standings.
I mean, I don't know how they feel that a team when everybody that was on their team was up playing for the Astros.
Well, to be fair, they got juiced a little bit because you have Astro starters down there right now.
Oh, that's true.
Pena,
that's
true. You got Eric Geddy, Javier.
Oh, yeah, but they are
multiple starts.
Yeah, but you got them for a week.
Yeah, the Space Cowboys in the second half of the season are 12-15.
Yeah.
In the first half, they were 39-36. So it doesn't look like they're going to be able to defend their PCL title.
That's a shame. Well, now, though, they're getting everybody back.
That's true.
Now they go on a run.
Space Cowboys, like, man, it is going to be exciting to finally get Matthews back and Melton back and Zach Short back. You know, we're just a few games away from getting Trammell back. We're going to finally be able to get some
eight
of these
and a half
guys
back. The Space Cowboys are.
They got a lot of. That's all right. They got a lot of room. Yeah, we got to make that up.
Yep.
They have to get on a heater.
That's all. That's all. That's all it takes. And they're getting the players. Hey, Harold Reynolds swung and missed. We will have that on the other side. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In Boston tonight, Apple Plus TV game. I mean, the return of Carlos Correa and all, and an Apple Plus TV game. Are you kidding me? Tomorrow it's back on Space City Sports where the guys will do a great job. You're facing Walker Buehler tomorrow. he's got a 5.72 ERA.
It's all right.
Yeah. He's got 71 strikeouts and 41 walks. He's not the same guy that was with the Dodgers.
No. No, but he's still, I don't know, it's more name than game right now, but you just figure something could get right with him, I guess. I don't know.
You don't know. The Astros could make him look great. We know that.
It happens. Walker Buehler's only 31, so it shouldn't be the end of his career, but boy, is it a rough go for him right now?
Yeah. And then Lucas Giolito, the former White Sox, he's pitching pretty well. He'll pitch against Fromber. But here's the deal.
Oh my gosh, Giolito's, Walker Buehler. Man, has it gone downhill since 21?
Yeah.
All of his numbers have just really gone way down over the last couple of years. He was 1-6 last year with a 5.38. It's a 5.72 now.
Yeah.
It's not good. It wasn't even good in 2022.
Yeah, he's the Alcantara of Boston. and then Lucas Giolito is pitching pretty well, so you got that.
I have to assume he cheated with the Dodgers.
I have to. Who, Walker Buehler? Yeah.
Walker Buehler had 4 good years where I'm assuming he cheated.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Fromber is facing Lucas Giolito, so they won't score any runs. And Fromber will, probably have something to say about the defensive positioning. And that'll be Sunday.
Leave Fromber alone.
But how about this? Carlos doesn't come here, doesn't play at home until August 11th. I don't like that because he's got 9 games on the road. And if he doesn't play well in those 9 games, it would be great if, like, tonight he was home and he walked out there like Clyde Drexler and, he comes home. And, yeah. But after these 9 games that they're on the road against the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Marlins, I hope he hits well.
Okay.
Otherwise, so you may get some booze. Will there be some booze?
No. What? No. We just traded for him. Stop asking when he gets booze.
Well, I'm just saying. How fickle do you think the fan base is?
My God, you're already projecting his booze?
Like,
if
he struggles against the Red Sox and the Yankees, he's going to come home and get cascaded with booze. No reason to worry. They're so upset they just won't show up, but they won't boo him.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If it was tonight, the place would be packed for Carlos Correa return night. Okay? That would be awesome.
Victim of circumstance. The trade deadline and the game's on Apple TV and they're on the road.
Ugh, that couldn't be worse, Apple TV. Like, they know anything about the team. They don't know nothing. Harold Reynolds don't know nothing about Carlos Correa either. Listen to this. When it was announced that Carlos Correa would be returning to the Houston Astros, here is Harold Reynolds' take on it.
Brady's, they love. He's going to be back in the fold.
No, he's not.
We've got Yordan Alvarez. You got Christian Walker's in the fold. This is 3 more years at $92 million for Carlos Correa.
And he's not playing third for 3 minutes for 9 years, $92 million. I'm not convinced he's going to say, oh, okay, I'll go play third. He's an alpha male who can still play short. They got a problem. They just do.
Well, he might do it for this year. No, exactly.
I'm telling you, even this year.
If Peña comes back before Paredes, he's playing third base. And he had a no-trade clause, so he must be okay with playing third base, even on a short-term basis.
That's what we're hearing. I'm just saying, there's more to this dynamic, I think. Because who did he train at short? He trained Peña coming along after him. Carlos Correa is not going to go.
Yeah, but Payne is a gold glove shortstop.
I get it. But Carlos Correa, he thinks himself way higher than that. I just can't see him saying, okay, yeah, third base.
It sounds like he's doing this for all the right reasons.
Well, the bottom line is they'll find a way to make this work. This is one of the great postseason players of our generation.
Absolutely.
Now, in a perfect world, the Astros wanted a left-handed bat. This is a head.
Look. Yeah. If it becomes a problem, it becomes a problem. It does not appear to be one right now. Carlos played third at the World Baseball Classic.
I played third.
I play short. I hope you didn't say that.
I play third. No, Carlos said, I play third.
I play third.
Well, Yeah, that's what Carlos said.
I don't know if so Harold Reynolds hasn't missed yet, but I expect him to miss on that one. I think Carlos is getting to come home. He plays turd.
He plays turd. I mean, no, you missed. Swung and missed, Harold. They don't have a problem. Carlos Correa wants to win at the highest level. Carlos Correa will play turd, okay, because that's what's best for the Houston Astros. And that's what Carlos Correa said. So, Harold Reynolds, you missed. You swung, missed, beat it. Go sit down.
Wow.
Well, it's very combative, John Granato, today.
Well, I'm in Chicago.
Yeah.
Harold's just out there giving an opinion. You could tell
when they're out there talking about Paredes,
this all happened before even the Paredes news came down, I guess, unless he didn't get the news that Paredes was going to be out for 7 months. So you're on the fly, you're just doing a show. And Harold just shot off an opinion that's wrong.
No, don't start none, won't be none. Okay? He's trying to stir the pot, making a problem in the Astros clubhouse, okay? And that ain't happening. Carlos is a team guy all the way.
So you think Harold's just trying to cause problems?
That's all.
Right.
Is that his reputation?
A bleepster, Harold?
No, he is projecting there's going to be troubles, basically. I tend to doubt it. I mean, I could see where he says that. Carlos is competitive. If Carlos starts wanting to play shortstop, maybe it'll be. I can guarantee you it will not be a problem for the rest of this year. If it's going to be a problem, it would happen next year. It ain't going to be for the rest of this year. There's a spot open at third. It's definitely not going to be a problem this year. And I hope it's not one next year. Carlos is back home. He's got a chance to.
Who else was an alpha male and went to New York and played third base? Alex Rodriguez.
Was.
You know what?
Well.
And Jeremy Pena is Derek Jeter.
Okay. Is Alex Rodriguez considered an alpha male by baseball people?
Yes, absolutely he is. He was. I'm going to tell you this. I've heard some stories about he's an a-hole.
Oh,
he was
a-hole.
And he went and played third base because he wasn't. You know what? And it is even going forward. The next 3 years, Pena at short and Correa at third is the best option.
Where's
for
Paredes
the
and where's Walker?
Well, Paredes can go to. Actually, the thought was, before Paredes got here, was that Paredes could play a second too. Paredes is a gold glove. I mean, how about that whip at second turning double plays?
Play third.
Does Paredes play third?
Paredes plays third, but now he can play second too. He can play dos. Oh,
we'll see. I just learned never take it for granted what a player wants and doesn't want.
Well, okay then, and guess what happens? Devers traded, beat it. Okay, beat it. Is that what you're looking for, Paredes?
You're already trading Paredes.
Nope. If that's what you're looking for, you're gonna start. We don't start trouble. Not in Houston, we don't. Even Altuve left second base.
Well, we talked about Altuve. How unique that was for him to be so willing to do it. Paredes, all right, I'll ask you this. Over the next 3 years, who's the better player, Paredes or Correa?
I don't know. Paredes is pretty good. I mean, I think if they're both, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, Carlos has got to play better. Carlos has got to hit better. And maybe coming back will help him with that short porch. Maybe Carlos will get back to the Carlos that we knew.
I mean, Paredes has his 53 starts at second base. That's his second high. I mean, 53 at second. He has 399 at third. He doesn't really play second a lot, but he has.
No, but 53
he's done
starts
it.
Is. Yeah. And
he's
Carlos doesn't
it.
Have any starts in the big leagues at third. Zero. Now,
Paredes is a little thick to be a second. He doesn't typically look like a second baseman.
No, but we don't care about typical.
What about Dubon? Can we just slide Dubon over there?
Well, where is Paredes going to play?
Where are you going to? How's any of these guys going to get any action when Brandon Rogers is back?
Brendan.
That's what I said, Brendan Rogers.
Brendan Rogers beat it.
Brendan Rogers is, you can't knock him out of his spot.
What's his spot? Is he giving up his number?
Yeah, he'll get his ass.
Have we already have that's already been confirmed? Correa
will
wear number one.
It better happen.
He's a team player. Just wear a different number.
Hey, listen, you've barely even played this year.
Wait, the team player. Let's not shake up. Maybe Brendan Rodgers is really attached to the number one. Correa.
No, too bad. We're not attached to Brendan Rodgers.
Okay, so there is a level. There's levels to this. When it comes to numbers, we can have a little shake up.
Yeah, but he doesn't get a call anything. He's hitting 191 and has barely played this year. You're not the boss of anybody. Carlos is back. You want to have to fight Carlos?
Why are we talking about Brendan Rodgers?
You want to have to fight Carlos?
Because he brought him up.
He was here for a week, okay? Gave him the minimum. He couldn't hit outside of Colorado ever.
Well,
what are we talking about?
Colorado made him not a real player. Remember, he said Colorado affects you and turns you into not a real baseball player.
Yeah, thanks. He wasn't a real baseball player.
Even in Colorado's OPS is just low. I'm looking at 700s.
I'm looking at Carlos looking at his watch right now. What? Yeah. He's looking. What time is it?
God, I hope he plays well so he doesn't get booed.
Yeah. I really hope over the next nine or so games he plays well.
I honestly wish tonight he was home. Honestly. I mean, I want him to, you know what? Let's go. I want him back here. I want the fan base excited. You know what? That'd be great. It's 11th. It's August. He doesn't come home till August 11th. It's a long time.
The energy will still be there. People are still going to be excited.
I hope so.
Isn't that Bregman's return as well?
Yeah. Yeah, they both return. Yep. Which it's going to be bigger for Carlos. They'll have a Bregman tribute.
I'm looking at Brendan Rodgers' salary stuff over the years, and I mean, he's just littered with 1-year deals, and the one before this was a 2.7-year $1 million deal. I'm sorry, it was a 1-year 3.2, and this is a 1-year $2.2 million deal. He is a true go along. His career earnings are $15.6 million, minus taxes, minus living, minus all that stuff. He needs to be a go-along-to-get-along guy. Just whatever needs to be done, I'll do it. Here, Carlos.
How much money can he get out of Carlos for that jersey?
Here, Carlos. Well, now that is something that his wife is going to tell him. Brandon, you need to try to at least get some money out of him for this.
Is his wife from
the South? I'm not trying not to have any problems, all right? I just want to – I'd like to get another contract next year. Well, what if you don't?
Yeah, exactly. You might want to –
Do you know, I just looked at his spot track numbers, Carlos's. You can ask him for $250,000, Brandon.
A quarter of a million?
Wait a minute. Where is she from, his wife?
Well, she's Brandon's from Winter Park, South Carolina. Florida. I don't know where his hypothetical wife is from, if he's even married.
Well, yeah, she could be talking like that then. Yep,
I don't need any problems from him. I just want to be part of the team. We have playoff shares coming. Brendan, get your money. This is your number. Don't be soft.
We got a break.
This is just how I hear it in my mind.
We got a break. 713-780. Hurry up. Get in because we're almost done.
We also have, remember, what have you learned this week?
What did you learn this week in one sentence? Do that next. 713-780-3776. Call in. You learned something on the show this week. Right now, 713-780-3776.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Hi. Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just a couple of segments left. And what did you learn this week? In one sentence, we finish up the week. I learned that I'm a little spicier in Chicago than Los Angeles.
Yeah,
that's what I learned. I learned that. Yep. So that's what I learned this week about
laughing
me
in
about
Will
myself.
Wagner's face.
I don't dislike Will Wagner.
I didn't say you so did. I just said you laughed in his face.
I learned that John has beef with Will Wagner.
I didn't know. I don't have any beef with Will Wagner. I love Will.
Traded again.
I know you got to pick up and
move. That was the most random mocking laughter I've ever heard in my life.
I know you got to pick up and move and pick up stakes and your life is changing again.
Johnny Wood would never have done that.
No, he's too busy singing Randy Newman to laugh at Will Wagner.
Oh, that's okay. All right. So we got 713-780-3776. Let's go. Chris, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? This week in one sentence.
Hey, guys. I learned that Lance likes to text Hannah McNair, "You up," while Kyle is on the way to work listening to the show.
Oh, wow.
That's not true at all. Don't even have her phone number.
Whoa.
Wow. Somebody in Twitch said, "You text you up?" No, I don't even know her. I met her for the first time at a Texans practice.
Okay.
Now, I brought it to the show. I learned that Cal McNair listens to the show.
Yeah.
Or has. Has. I don't know if he still does.
That's all. In one sentence, that's it. Yeah. Cal listens to the show, and you're on it.
I am.
And you're on it.
I'm right here.
We learned that Cal knew that you were on the show.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. Who else, Del? Brandon. Brandon, what'd you learn this week in one sentence?
Morning, guys. I learned that Dana Holgorsen on the mobile has a very unique way of greeting Hispanic people.
Dana Holgorsen.
He might be talking about you because you've been clearing your throat a lot.
No, we're talking about, I don't know what it came up, and then
did I miss that?
Yeah, it was a topic about.
Oh wait,
you said my. Did he say like my Mexican or something?
Oh yeah, I said Dana would never say that.
Dana would never say that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to. Yeah, like what your friend? Yeah, that's when you said, "I don't know if you should be saying Mexicans." Like why? Well, you can't say my Mexican like you did. I don't remember how it went down, but yeah, I think I did it.
No, John was uncomfortable. I guess he said we shouldn't call people Mexican. I was like, why? It's not a slur. And then I think he might have said my Mexican. I was like, well, you probably shouldn't say that.
I learned that our friend Eric Layden's listening to the show right now, noted former Houstonian and actor and Astros fan. He said, Brendan Rodgers will wield 00 for a bucket of chicken. Stop with this. That's right.
I don't know. Maybe he's really attached to the number one.
Well, he can be attached to
pay up.
This fight in the locker room.
Pay up is all I'm saying.
Brendan Rodgers, give it up. Give it up now.
Pay up.
That means, or get cut. Which one will it be, Brendan Rodgers?
We have seen stories where you would just assume a guy would give up the number. He's like, no, I'm not giving my number up. Brendan Rodgers, now's your time. The way you play baseball, you can't guarantee more contracts. You can muscle Kyle's Curry out of 20K. Do it.
Yeah.
That's all. Take advantage of the situation. Much like Dana Brown had the Minnesota Twins over a barrel and got what he got, now's your time, Brendan Rodgers. Carlos don't want to run out there in the number 12.
No, that's not going to look right.
No, you don't want to run
out there. No, Carlos ain't running out in no 12. Yeah, he's got one.
So Brendan Rodgers.
Brendan Rodgers. Wait a minute.
Let
you
want to
start
some
Brendan Rodgers?
Hey, Brendan Rodgers, let a naysayer know.
What?
Wow.
What a naysayer. Wow. This is very, we have created false enemies for some reason. Like, we're mad at Brendan Rodgers. He's like, guys, I'm not even healthy. What's the problem? And well, I'll tell you another thing. If Brendan Rodgers thinks that his stupid ass is going to, like, Brendan Rodgers, like, I'm not even on the roster. Like, what are we doing? Why are you fighting me? We're just mad at Brendan Rodgers now. Will Wagner had to catch some.
There's a very real possibility Brendan Rodgers will just give up the number one.
I don't even think it's going to be a problem at all.
It won't be a problem at all.
Hey, Carlos, I wanted you to have this.
Yeah, but
instead, I'm like, boy, I swear to God, please try something, Brandon. Brendan Rodgers, guys, I really don't want any.
It's a made up scenario that I created.
Yeah,
I know. And poor Brendan Rodgers is sitting there going, what?
We spent like the last 15 minutes figuring out how we can threaten Brendan Rodgers' life.
That's sad.
Brendan Rodgers, if he does this, if he tries, I've already got a number out there, $150,000 that Carlos may have to pay. I created a fake number that Brendan's wife.
150 large?
I don't even know where Chrissy, I found out during the break because I did go through the rabbit hole. Chrissy Rodgers is his wife. I don't know where she's from. Maybe Starkville. I don't know. But I just had, I did that voice a long time ago for a, a wife for a golfer. Was it Lucas Glover's wife? No, Chad somebody. There was a golfer named Chad somebody. When I was at 1560 with you.
Yeah.
It was Chad somebody, and his wife got arrested for physical violence against him. And we were
at the tournament.
No, that was
right?
Lucas Glover.
It was Lucas Glover.
It was Lucas Glover.
I thought it was Chad somebody.
No,
she shoved him right at the tournament or something.
She hit his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I remember that.
She swung on his mom?
Yeah,
or was it just like a little?
I don't know.
No, it was bad.
She got after both, I think.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, she called him because he fell apart in the final round, and she called him the P word, and then she went after the mom.
Yeah,
and they had to call the cop.
She called her husband the P word because he fell apart
in the final
round.
That's
tough to hear from your wife. Oof.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I think we talked about it at the time. There are some things I don't know how you recover from. Like, yeah, you might be able to forgive, but not forget. This woman called you the P word because you fell apart at a golf tournament.
I mean, that's...
But then it went further than that.
Yeah,
it got physical.
Yeah. We got a couple more people here. Let's get to Tongue Dart. Chris. Tough.
Tongue Dart, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that if I'm out of town for work and my wife is complaining about the kids, I shouldn't respond with, "Cool story. Carlos Correa is back, though."
Cool story. Neat story.
Well, now, that really deserves to be on the Monday because you didn't learn that on the show, but I was, you know, I'm not going to say I hated hearing it.
No. I don't think we said that during the show. So what did you learn this week on the show?
I noticed cool story to your wife probably doesn't work very often.
Cool story.
When she says to me, you go, "Cool story, bro."
Yeah.
What was it I said to you? Neat stuff?
Neat stuff.
Yeah.
Neat stuff.
I would advise for wives, don't call your husband the P word.
Because he misses a cut.
Or for any reason. It feels like a wound that won't heal when you call
him. Yeah. I'll bet you they're not together anymore.
I don't know.
No, they are.
I don't know that.
Yeah, they are.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They worked it all out. Lucas asked everybody to just keep the peace. This is personal matter.
Pray for me. Yeah.
It got public when, you know, you have to call the cops. So, but yeah, but they're, you know, they're still together. Anyway,
I'm glad
one
for those
more
crazy kids. Yeah, we've got three more. Let's go Amit, what did you learn from the show?
Boom, 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 boom.
I learned that John is dodging Gilbert because he didn't get him an LA area Emmy hat.
Yeah. Did you get him anything?
Yeah. I didn't kill him. No, what am I going
to
get?
Remember, did you go to the LA Emmys?
No, I didn't go.
Oh, did you miss them because you went to Chicago?
Oh, yes, I. Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
You
yes.
did go?
I went. Yeah,
he was arm candy for Wendy. He was Wendy's arm candy.
Oh, you never told us how that went.
They went through. They won three Emmys, but it was. If you're not a Spanish speaking station, you ain't winning. Just all there is to it.
Is that it?
That's all. It's almost a point of ridiculous. Like one of the stories that was up for an Emmy won an Edward R. Murrow Award, National Award, and didn't win a local Emmy because some story by a Telemundo one or something. It's just
here comes
ridiculous.
The hater. Now you're hating Telemundo.
No, it's serious. Well, Telemundo won Best Newscast from till noon. They won the best one till six.
They're doing
great
work.
Won the best at 10 too. So yeah, they're yeah. So yeah, you're not winning if you speak English.
Oh, or perhaps you're not doing a great job. And the Spanish speakers are doing a great job.
How about maybe be better?
Be better.
This is a meritocracy. They're not just trying to give you Whitey's award.
Take that L, Whitey.
I got a big picture.
Lance just said.
I got a big picture of the Mexican Emmys giving all the awards to the English-speaking stations.
Wait a minute. Your awards aren't for just English-speaking. L.A. is a pretty diverse city. Maybe you haven't been outside.
Maybe not much
anymore. It's not nearly as diverse as it was.
No, here we go.
Look what you started.
That's on me. Yeah. It was really on me. I got to know. This is Chicago, John. Remember? He already told you. He's a little saltier in Chicago.
Yep.
Well,
yep,
Chicago,
yep.
John, let's take a couple more before
we all
get
right,
out
quickly.
Of here. Let's go to Tony. Tony, what did you learn from the show this week?
Yeah, I learned this week that Lance loves Arby's sandwiches.
I don't. All I said was Sophie Cunningham had an Arby shirt, and I'm not. Is she doing that for ironic purposes, or does she love the restaurant?
You mentioned meat flaps.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
No, that's the whole point. So, nobody did mention that because we're smarter than that.
Yeah, what is the matter?
Just hang up on him. Yeah, I'll handle the rest.
Hang up on him.
Just delete him. He's in Chicago. Sophie, we can't do anything. Sophie Cunningham, no one ever said that.
No one ever did. We weren't even that subtle, but we didn't say that.
No.
Sophie,
I said I'm not talking.
I thought
about
I heard
it.
That.
No,
you heard it from your mouth.
Yeah, you heard it in your own head. And at that point, you chose to use your own filter, not say it.
Well, that's right. No, somebody on Twitter said Hope Solo should have been.
That's enough.
That's enough.
All right. I knew we shouldn't have gone on another call. We got one more. Let's see if John can avoid disaster. Let's go to Pena. What have you learned this week?
Hey, what's up, guys? So today I learned at 852, 853 that Dale's meat is tender.
That was in reference to Paredes's.
Paredes, yeah.
My meat.
People are taking this and they're reimagining what they hear.
You didn't learn that on the show.
Yeah, I didn't learn hardly anything.
Didn't say anything.
Lance Sykes roast beef sandwiches from Arby. No, I didn't. I haven't had their sandwiches for probably 18 years. You didn't learn that.
We've got good
John
news.
Learned something. It was said in a Twitch chat.
Yeah,
blame it on
that wasn't
me.
Even on the show. So we've got good news. Something I just learned on the show, at least from our guy Todd. If you were listening to us on 92.5 or 97.9 or wherever you're listening to us this morning, you can now go back to listening to us on 97.5.
Oh, we're good?
Nice. We're good. So we appreciate everyone who went to a different avenue to listen to us. But if you are a traditional 97.5 listener, you can do that once again.
Typical. This is the show that always gets the hits.
Thankfully, less people heard what you just said about Arby's.
Yeah, I'm hoping we just came on 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I didn't say. I didn't say nothing.
Don't explain.
I was just trying to remember what Lance said.
He did not say that.
I thought he said it. Listen, in my mind, he said it.
Well, okay. Great.
Yeah, in my mind, that's what he said, and that's what I learned this week.
Okay.
And on the show. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're done. All right, that's it. News. We don't have time. There's no news of the weird. That we're finishing up strong with. What did you learn this week? That was good. We appreciate you. Big weekend, Carlos Correa in Boston, and we will talk about all that and more on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mopey and Mapes next. Hope you had a great week. We'll talk to you again Monday, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.